You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by.
This episode, Painful Memories of a Prize for Kindness.
Hi, it's Gordon here. I hope you're doing fine. I am slowly recovering from the bad fall I had last week. The pain is slowly receding, so I can't really complain. However, yesterday I was reminded of rather painful memories. Let me give you a brief background. Every year, an organization in Malta, I won't name it here, awards a prize, what they call the Prize for Kindness, or Il Premio Tal Tobia in Maltese, or something like that. And this brings back a lot of painful memories, because it is interesting in the way that since the prize was founded, the prize began to be awarded, the winner is, to my knowledge at least, were always non-disabled children who received the prize for assisting or really befriending a disabled friend. Now, while I don't condemn the people who continue to promote this prize, which includes, sadly, the church and the state, I urge them to think about what awarding such a prize could do to a friendship. And here I'm not talking from a theoretical point of view, or this is not an opinion based on ideas and thoughts, but it is one which brings back painful memories of my childhood. In fact, when I was 10 or 9, I don't remember exactly, as I was watching the news one night, I was given the news that one of my best friends had received this prize for kindness, for befriending me, for helping me. And at that point, I felt a pain in my heart. It wasn't physical, it wasn't that kind of pain, but it was sort of a pain that led me to doubt, one, the sincerity of the friendship. I asked myself whether this friend was really a friend, or hadn't been a friend to me because I was simply less of a person, or whether our friendship wasn't really genuine and I was being really used, exploited in a way, to gain this rather prestigious prize, I think, in a way. It is a prestigious prize. the pain came following my realization that in a way the surprise was saying something that wasn't true about our relationship together. Now I know that he wasn't aware either that people around us were scheming to award him this prize, including teachers and those I trusted. And while I don't condemn the people who organized this prize, I do question whether they've been thinking through the philosophy behind the surprise, for they use it to talk about how they are giving, awarding a prize to to emphasize the importance of solidarity and perhaps to promote friendship between disabled people, disabled children in this case, and non-disabled children who are called to help and support disabled children. While I feel very hurt, even today when I remember of that experience, I do think that this prize, today at least, is enforcing negative attitudes about disabled people indirectly. And I'm sure it's not the intention of those who organize this prize, but it is. From my experience, it did shatter our friendship, my friendship, who was my best friend. And in fact, even today, I cannot say that we have really established the same rapport which we had before. And rather than promote the principles of inclusion, I think that awarding this prize to the non-disabled child, and I'm not comfortable even using such labels as non-disabled and disabled at this point, but I want to use them also because this prize, I think at least, I feel, rather than promoting the idea of inclusion, it really emphasizes the fact that there is those people who help or assist, or as was the case in our relationship, befriend a disabled child, is really saying that this friendship is based on an inequality of friendship, because at this point, when I learned of my friend who was awarded the prize a long time ago, I felt that our relationship wasn't based on equality, or I suddenly realized that for society at least, our relationship wasn't based on equality, that in some way or another I wasn't contributing, wasn't giving anything to my friend. It was for him an act of charity, an act of sacrifice. And it hurt, because I felt that this experience invalidated me, that being, that I felt used, really, that I was just a stepping stone to something else, to, I wasn't being valued as Gordon, but I was rather being valued, or really less valued, because I was different, and that hurt to realize that mainstream society totally got our friendship wrong. And as a young person, as a child, it hurt because this didn't, I feel at least, this didn't express the truth about our friendship or who we were, but rather rather it blew out our friendship. It blew out our relationship out of proportion, as if my friend wasn't really being sincere, or was, for helping me, for being my friend, really, because I helped him in homework and other stuff. It wasn't just one way. And perhaps my appeal would be to all those who know of the prize or promote the prize to rethink the whole idea of this prize, because I suspect that they don't realize what impact this might have on the relationship. Because I was pained, I'm still, although I overgrown many of the feelings I had in the past, there is still an open wound that doesn't seem to really heal with time, because the prize itself, seemed to be saying, be implying something false. It wasn't based on truth, at least on the way I perceived a relationship. And over the years, I made other friends, but there was still that thought that was working in the background, where I asked sometimes whether this friend, this new friend, was doing what he was doing, or she was doing what she was doing, because she wanted to appear as a very charismatic or a very generous person, and not because I had value in that relationship, that I had any value in that friendship, but I felt I was always judged. Our friendship would be interpreted as unequal, as me being the taker always, and the other person as the giver and higher than me in many ways. I wasn't really a friend, I was just a burden, so to speak. I was just, I felt I was judged as being only a stepping stone. And I think it's a bad lesson and a painful one when you consider the other side, when you consider that while it may increase the self-esteem of the non-disabled child, who I'm not judging on the intention of the child, because obviously children do this, and this is how it should be, out of genuine friendship. What I'm saying is that this phrase has no place in a society which, on the one hand, is saying that inclusion is good and friendships between non-disabled and disabled people should be encouraged and are, in fact, good, while on the other hand, by deciding that a prize should be awarded to those non-disabled children who help or befriend, I don't like the word help, really, because we were friends. I felt at least that we were equal in this relationship. And, but rather this prize seemed to be saying that no, I was just a sacrifice. That our relationship wasn't based on mutual understanding or mutual respect, but rather because he went beyond. He was in a way special. Well, I admit that there are a lot of emotions going through my mind, my heart when I record this. So that's my take on it. And well, better stopped. You may contact me via usual social networks or via email as usual. Thanks for listening.
If you haven't already, you can read a related entry entitled Painful Memories of a Prize for Kindness, posted at Gordon's D-Zone at http://gdzone.gordongd.com on Tuesday, June 19th, 2012. Thanks.
You can get in touch with Gordon by emailing him at zonemind.starchild@gmail.com. Kindly make sure you include the word boo in your mail.
For more content by Gordon, please visit http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening. GordonGD.com is now on Facebook. Visit www.gordongd.com to get started.